This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Iran war's oil shock reaches Metro Denver kitchen tables and closing tables. As the closure of the Strait of Hormuz drives crude, gas, and treasury yields higher, the resulting inflation runs straight to Metro Denver buyers and sellers. Denver, the war with Iran is being fought half a world away, but Coloradans are paying for it at the gas pump and on their mortgage statements. On Friday's edition of The Kim Munson Show, mortgage specialist Lauren Levy and RE Max realtor Karen Levine, both longtime sponsors of the program, walked through how a distant conflict has become a kitchen table cost for Front Range households. The chain runs from a closed shipping strait to crude oil, from crude to broad inflation and treasury yields, and from yields to the rate a Metro Denver family pays to buy a home. The picture this week is a step backward for affordability. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey put the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 6.51% for the week of May 21, up from 6.36% the prior week and well above the 6.86% of a year ago. Quoted rates with points run a notch higher, which is why Levy described current 30-year pricing landing in the mid-6.5 to 6.75 range. The 10-year Treasury yield, the benchmark that mortgages track, peaked at 4.69% on Tuesday, its highest level since January 2025, before easing to roughly 4.57% later in the week. At the pump, the squeeze is sharper. AAA reports the national average for regular at about $4.56 a gallon, a four-year high, with Colorado near $4.476, the ninth most expensive market in the country. Gas has climbed more than a dollar a gallon from a year ago, and from this winter's lows. AAA ties the elevated prices directly to the prolonged closure of the Strait of Hormuz and warns that with summer demand rising, prices are likely to stay high through the travel season. The mechanism Levy laid out on air is the one the data describes. The conflict with Iran, which began in late February, has functionally closed the Strait of Hormuz, which the U.S. Energy Information Administration calls the world's most important oil choke point, carrying roughly a fifth of global petroleum consumption. Brent crude surged more than 55% from the start of the war, reaching nearly $120 a barrel at its peak before settling near $105, according to CNBC. Rory Johnston, the commodity context founder quoted in that coverage, called it the largest oil supply shock in the history of the oil market. Crude is the largest single input in the price of gasoline, accounting for more than half of the pump price over the past decade, according to the EIA. Before the war, the agency had forecast that gasoline prices would fall 6% in 2026. Oil also flows into plastics, trucking, and jet fuel, so the cost shows up across the economy. As Levy put it, that feeds the pesky inflation that pressures mortgage home equity line and credit card rates alike. The market connection is direct. Long-term Treasury yields now move with oil prices, and the 10-year yield is the benchmark for mortgages. When oil rises, yields rise, and mortgage rates follow. Levy also noted that the strait carries more than crude agricultural products and feed move through it as well, which he sees lifting prices at the grocery store. Colorado adds a seasonal factor in the summer reformulated gasoline blend required in the Denver Metro Ozone Zone under Colorado Division of Oil and Public Safety rules, though that blend is a modest contributor next to the war. For buyers, the higher rate environment has bred caution, but Levy and Levine both framed unrest as a source of opportunity. Levy described a lender program he is offering through the end of June on conventional loans, a lender-paid buy-down that takes a 6.625% note down to 5.625% for the first 12 months, with the lender covering the cost rather than the buyer or seller. Buyers still have to qualify at the higher note rate, but they do not make that higher payment until the 13th month, which buys a year to watch for a refinance opportunity. The savings, as Kim Munson framed it on air, is real money in a buyer's pocket. For a household scared off by today's headline rates, it is a way to get in at a lower payment while there is less competition in the market. On the seller's side, preparation is now decisive. Levine, who has spent more than 30 years in the business, said staging has gone from a novelty to an expectation, with buyers shaped by HGTV walking in ready to reward a home that is neutralized, updated, and show-ready. She pointed to April Metro statistics, noting that where the market might have perceived downward pressure on values, values held strong. Levine said she relisted an affordable brick ranch in North Glen at $470,000 and is drawing good showing activity even amid the broader slowdown. Levy described a similar dynamic outside Boston, where a friend listed a home at $899,999, drew 5 offers over a weekend, and sold at $960,000. Real estate is localized, both guests stressed, and a home that is priced right, prepared right, and in the right place still sells. Levine added the flip side. When rates drop, buyer activity climbs and homes tend to fetch list price or better. Beyond the closing table, both hosts and guests return to a political throughline. With the midterm elections approaching, Monson and producer Joe noted that candidates running for office, the elected representatives who will set policy, need to understand that these kitchen table costs are what voters will carry into the booth. When a family feels the war every time it fills the tank, that pressure reaches every other choice, including the decision to buy or sell a home. The conflict's economics have moved off the front page and onto household budgets across the front range. And now, Kim's perspective. When government and global conflict drive up the cost of fuel, the pressure does not stop at the pump. It presses on every family budget, every mortgage, and every dream of owning a home. Coloradans are feeling the weight of forces they did not choose and cannot vote away at the gas station, and that is exactly why these kitchen table costs belong at the center of the conversation. Free people thrive when they can plan, save, and build with some confidence about tomorrow, and uncertainty imposed from the outside chips away at that freedom. The encouraging truth is that even in hard times, people find a way. Buyers and sellers who prepare and stay informed still find the door open. Pay attention, ask hard questions of those who want your vote, and remember that the choices made faraway land right here at home. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.